Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We have already had quite the morning. It feels like we've been up for 10 hours. Nicole has made it safely back to the Alice studio.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you.
She broke down randomly this morning on her way to work, and over the last almost 3 hours has been, you know.
Yeah, it really does feel like I've been up for 10.
So, AAA showed up.
Sorry.
That's AAA terrible. Shows up, takes your hooks up your car. That's on its way back home to Benicia.
Yeah, and that was just, I love AAA. Thank you for AAA. But it was hard just getting through to a person.
Right.
Like, I need a person to talk to. I'm old school, and it was hard. So then
I'm old school.
And then so many people are coming up to my car asking me questions, and
So in the end, you got into an Uber driver's car that you hadn't called.
Nope.
And you were cool with that. I mean, it worked out.
Yeah,
you're safe and you're
safe
there.
And it was, but obviously,
you know was?
It was an Uber because he had the sticker and they have all the protocols in the car.
Uh-huh.
So it worked out and it smelled like strawberries in a brand new car. So I was like, I feel safe. And he was wearing a mask.
But he randomly pulled up to you and went, hey, girl, you need a...
Yeah, it was
obvious. Oh, you're saying he saw the tow truck.
Yeah, the tow truck with the blinding lights and everything. And I just thought that would have been easier than Bryn running out of here to come get me and then coming back to drop me off. He can just go straight home, set up his situation, and we can go on as normal.
All right. Well, you weren't abducted by an Uber driver, so that's good news. And your car's on its way home, and Bryn's on his way home, and now we're all set.
Yeah, well, I was concerned because it said multiple times on the phone call that I couldn't get in the cab of the tow truck driver due to COVID, which I understand.
Right.
And then before the Uber driver pulled up, he's like, I can drive you. You need a ride? I'm like, that's not... Everyone said you can't do that for me, but that was so nice of you. Thank you, Gabriel. But
that is nice, actually. Right. I suppose you could have just hung on to the outside of the truck.
Yeah.
He could have driven you.
Just stood on the bed holding my car.
Sure. Whatever. Just hang on to, just hold the chain here.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad
Starbucks
you're safe.
Since I was outside of a Starbucks, I'm like, well, since I'm here,
might as well.
Right. Absolutely. So. Well, mark another box on your dues paid. Mm. On your climb up the ladder, there's no question. We've all had this happen, and it sucks.
Well, this isn't my first time that this has happened to me. And, like, not in that car, in a different car. But it's just, like...
Probably won't be the last either, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
They used to be kind of the running joke. My old boss used to call him DJ. I'd be like, I broke down. He's like, well, DJ mobiles.
Right.
They're the special kind of car that, you know, DJs, when they're just starting out, can afford.
I mean, I took my driver's test in that car, so...
Oh.
It's been around in the family for a while.
We're going to need to work on a car for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give you the car I never drive. You can take that for a while. All right, let's get to the news here. You got the sounder ready to go? All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice.
All right. So, first of all, the updated weather is difficult to get because a lot of places aren't reporting up to the minute information. We definitely had a stormy night. If you didn't hear it, I'm glad you slept through that. But we got a lot more rain, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we won't have had what they're referring to as debris flows through the Santa Cruz Mountains and even further south. The concern is over by some of the fires that happened near Big Sur and elsewhere. So anyway, at this point, we're waiting for daylight and updated reports. But the storm does continue as we sort of ride this thing out. The atmospheric river. as they like to call it. The second big news of the day, and this has been going around, and so I want to make sure that I announce it more than once today. Apple will often send out an update for their phone, and in there, in the text that you read about the update, it'll say, you know, security fixes or whatever. But they don't have a cow about it. In fact, they almost do it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know, when you do it, you just see it written in there, security fixes. And you go, huh, okay, I probably want that. Right now, Apple is urging iPhone and iPad users to promptly, as in immediately, update your operating system to fix a security bug that either is has already been exploited or is leaving you exposed to that by hackers. So this is one of the more urgent updates I've ever seen them float out there. And so right now is what they're saying.
All right, I'm doing it right now. Download and install.
Do it now.
I'm doing it.
So, and we can ask Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area when he comes on a little later today. He's going to talk to us about this GameStop stock thing. And and we can also ask him about this. But Apple hasn't disclosed exactly what is the problem, but most definitely they've put out their most urgent operating system fix. So I would say if they're stressed about it, you should be stressed about it.
Yeah.
Get your iPhone updated right now.
I'm downloading it right now.
Okay.
Thank you for thanks for the tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ran around the house yesterday going, everybody, mom, honey.
I guess I have to update this iPad I'm looking at. There's
yes,
an iPad
that's
the
exactly right.
To...
You want to update all the stuff you've got. And it's already been done at this house, but it's most definitely something that, moving on. This story is probably causing all kinds of fun, hot talk on Republican radio. I'm interested in it to some extent. San Francisco School Board has voted to rename 44 schools.
Really? 44
including
schools.
Abraham Lincoln and George Washington High Schools. Apparently, this, they think, is the right step, renaming these schools that have been named after controversial public figures.
Controversial.
Again, that includes Presidents George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Hmm.
So this is just in San Francisco, and the school board voted, so it wasn't, there's not just one person, you know, rolling through extreme changes.
Right.
But they do have a reason. They say the enslavement of human beings, people who oppressed women, you know, there's actions that led to genocide. I understand what they're going for, and I'm not against it. I do think, though, what we've discussed in the past, as we sort of went through last year with the Black Lives Matters movement and some real hard looks at ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
To find out where our blind spots are, and it appears we have many.
Mm-hmm. Many more than we thought.
Right, for sure. So, and I'm with that, and I'm also with the fact that as a white male, of course these names don't bring about negative feelings in me, and I can see someone might have those.
Right.
And so I'm trying to be sensitive to that. On the other hand, I don't. We've already learned that we've sort of whitewashed the American history. And are we doing that even further now by removing names that helped build this country? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the move is, but removing the names of or renaming 44 schools in San Francisco is an interesting play.
What does Dianne Feinstein do? I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they say.
I'm curious about that one.
They say it right here. Hold on. Let me find
it. Okay.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I don't really care what things are named. Like, in, you know, I sort of, as I was watching things get torn down and things get renamed and stuff, I'm like, you know, if it bothers someone, I'm fine with it. I don't care what things are named.
Well, that's my point, is on one hand, I think you name a school Washington because he's one of the founders of this country. On the other hand, if someone who goes, that guy owns slaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By today's standards, that guy is, you know, we'd put him to death. You can't do that.
So I don't necessarily think we want to remove our history because that helps remind us where we came from. And well, how far we've come.
I don't think he's going to get taken out of the history books. That just might, there might be a slightly more accurate version of who he was and relate that
and
to
there
today's
should be.
Standards. So maybe, look, if it offends someone, I'm fine with it. Go ahead, rename it. Everyone yells, oh, the PC police. You know what? Let's be PC. Who cares? Who cares what things are named? If it's offensive to someone, name it, you know, the Green School. Unless that offends someone, name it the Blue School.
Well,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to a point where you just go, oh, God, nothing right. is
well,
okay.
You can't win. There's no
right.
winning. There's no
Feinstein,
winning.
A former San Francisco mayor, was listed for reportedly ordering a Confederate flag to be replaced after it was torn down, according to the Sacramento Bee. I have to believe that must have happened many, many years ago, right?
I have no idea. I've never heard of that incident.
I can't imagine in modern times she would have
ordered
that to happen.
So that's it. She's canceled. She one time said, somebody ripped that flag down, put that flag back up. I don't know about cancel culture yet, but I'm sure that this is going to be my downfall. Okay.
It is. Look, one of your heroes, someone you like a lot, and someone I actually thought... I didn't watch The Daily Show, so I wasn't involved in watching his growth and watching that show's growth. But Jon Stewart was an incredible comedian before he got
Absolutely.
On that show.
Yeah.
And he had his own late night show, and I'm definitely consider myself a fan. One of the things I read that he'd said about him leaving the show, and it's not why he left, but he was saying, you can't be politically correct enough for people. Like, here I am pushing the liberal and progressive agenda, and I can't please those people.
No.
Like, you just can't make everybody happy. You can't do enough. And it's a never ending battle.
Right.
Even though he's, you know, speaking on behalf of many people who would believe what
and
he does.
Doing a comedy show.
Right.
Like, we've lost sight of what a comedian is.
Right.
The whole point is you're supposed to be uncomfortable, and it's supposed to make you look at something a different way and hopefully laugh at it. And there's no winning. And so I don't know how we still have jobs, honestly.
It's kind of sad that you know, you can't even please your own audience, the ones that you think are your friends or fans. Right.
The choir is throwing tomatoes at you.
Right, right. Exactly right. So anyway... Moving on to the next story. That's happening. They're changing those names. And green sounds good to me. Yeah. I like it. Let's call them all green.
Doesn't everyone like green? I mean, it's...
Yep. It's a very fancy color. Fun. Lots of beautiful shades.
Sure. We could name each one a different... One is sage. One is celadon. Another one's the Kelly School. It's, you know, we got it all.
I teased you with what does mom want for Valentine's Day, and I apologize to the children if you're listening, but they want to be left alone. They want to be left alone. They want me time. That's the most popular gift moms want this year for Valentine's, on top of the regular years where they are already doing more than their share of the household work.
Yeah.
During quarantine or shelter in place, they've been doing even more.
Mm.
And so what they want is back off, punk.
Hmm.
Well, they probably wouldn't call you a punk, but after 10 months, 11 months of lockdowns and no school and more. And
a day to myself. Oh, my God. I'd feel so romantic afterward. I guess I'll give that to John. John's the guy who does all the work.
Oh. All right. Well.
So John will get a day off.
That's nice. That's nice of you.
Yeah. He can go golfing if it's not raining.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't know that we're really ready for these yet. Oh, there's a couple of them. Good. This morning, Sarah and Vinny, with regards to changing school names, give the school's numbers. This way there's no senseless whining by the cancel culture idiots. You know what? That's what they do in New York. And I only know that because I watch Law and Order and they would talk about, you know, school 212 or
yeah I know exactly what you're talking about, Vinny.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, on Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that show.
They would name each school a number?
PS212.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and then anytime they go to like an address, they would have like the address with the city and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like yeah, on the screen. Like they would arrive at the school and have the school's name with the address of what like borough they're in and everything.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's a very good suggestion. P.S. Public School 43.
Right.
Done.
Give it a number and we're all done.
Some people
what did Lincoln do? You know what? I've already moved on from the story, but he's on the list. Apparently there's something in there. Look, he's an old time guy.
Yeah.
Nobody by today's standards is going to be okay from those days. Right?
Right. Honestly.
I don't see it being possible.
There's no winning.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
In the trash, I am going to start with Pam Anderson. Oh, my God. And then I got some stuff for you. It'll make you feel old or feel like, you know, we're hanging in there. We'll find out after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.